on the media and other related subjects. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Murray. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. What I will say next may be well known for most of you, yet I do feel the need to express this today, because even though many of you know this, you all need a reminder, as this information is very important, to the point that it is even critical. This goes for me as well, as I've been willingly and unwillingly watching news and media, when I'm not allowed or supposed to, as you all know, I'm to be kept in isolation from that kind of information, as much as possible. Yet I still looked at situational reports in the media and news, to know what is going on there, so I can report our different perspectives from here. And this is what brings me to what I must say, because what is in the media is not the real situation, and it is not what is really going on there, anywhere on earth. We are all led to think that what is in the news is real, or at least relevant, be it that it is called that way, or any other that may be transmitting what is supposed to be going on, it is all the same. It is only a grouping of strategically placed brainwashing lies. All this may come either intentionally, by the cabal-controlled official institutions, or by all the people, who only repeat what is socially acceptable as useless idiots, without questioning the veracity of what they are saying, as in their heads it comes from authority figures, who ought to know better than them, who are not remotely interested in thinking for themselves. Then we have another problem, which is that humans, and Lyrians in general, have a strong tendency to follow whatever their pack dictates, because they are social animals, and thinking on their own is deemed as dangerous because it may cause them to be isolated from the rest of the pack, therefore placing their mere survival at risk. Due to this, most humans are simply too much into their own survival to bother wasting time and energy in questioning things that don't have to do with their immediate needs and problems. They will always tend to think as in this next example, quote, "Why should I bother researching spiritual subjects, extraterrestrials, cryptozoology, and philosophy, if none of those will pay the bills?" End quote. All of those people simply do not see the need or the reason to question reality, and this takes me to mention something else. This is why it is so difficult for all of you, highly conscious and aware people, to communicate, let alone convince, your peers about all things considered conspiracy theories, so those can be able to see that they are conspiracy facts. They will not hear you, because they are not only not interested in hearing you out, they are all crazy theories as they say, they lack the necessary context to even start to know what the heck you are talking about. But they do not want to hear your truths for another simpler reason, because you are endangering their status quo, and therefore their mere survival, as I said above. As they say, they do not want to hear your truths because it makes them face the lies they live. And they simply do not have the mental resources, or the time to do so, anyway. So, as I've said before, all you and we can do, is offer the information to whoever has enough consciousness to see any utility in it. Now notice that I did not include the paranormal in the list above, of the things they consider to be useless, futile, dubious information. This is because paranormal subjects do interest them, as they trigger survival responses which are directly connected to their ego, and their possible survival after death. Paranormal subjects also include possible threats to their integrity, threats which are coming from things they do not understand, therefore they deeply fear those things, so they feel the profound need to know more about those subjects, even if it is only at an anecdotal level, and for a short time in some cases, only as long as their scientific, matrix-programmed, materialistic chip doesn't kick in. Yet, even when their scientific chip is activated, they still fear the paranormal, this in a deep contradiction between their matrix-programmed mind and their basic survival responses, many of which in this case come from the person's soul itself, as deep down even the most materialistic individual will react in fear of any paranormal event. Of course, anyone could argue that they were startled at the possibility of such an event not being of any paranormal nature, and therefore a real tangible threat to their integrity. We could even see this as some kind of proof that deep down each person with a soul knows that materialism is a lie, and that the astral exists. Coming back to the media and the news, all its content is designed to keep the population in fear and in survival mode, always searching for a new or old threat that is returning. The media's real purpose is to mind control and impose belief systems onto the population for population control purposes. This is carefully designed by intelligence agencies all over the world, all of which work together, and when they are in apparent opposition, like between the Eastern Bloc of nations and the West, their antagonism is only apparent and only theater for the people, as they are being controlled from behind and from under the table by the same masters. This does not mean that members of some lower levels of all those intelligence agencies and communities do not fight each other and even die in the process, as each one of those agencies is highly compartmentalized. Therefore, the ones below are the operatives who perpetuate and execute the deadly theater that the people see and end up believing. Because all those operatives truly do give their lives for their cause, but then again, they are part of the people too, those who must live the lies of the Matrix as a life experience. So, knowing all this, watching the news is not a good idea, nor is it to watch any media in reality, as it is all a system to program the mind, your mind. And that content does not reflect the real world for all the reasons I've mentioned above and in other videos, and as a minimum, they are only imposing hurtful low vibration information on you, so you focus only on the bad things, and believe that those are the only ones which occur. People watch the news precisely because of the negativity in it, as it triggers survival responses, as they end up believing that they better be aware of what is going on, to be able to think of something that may prevent such bad things in the news to happen to them. But in the modern world, you do not need to know that someone died in an armed robbery in Los Angeles when you live in Bangladesh. And even if you do live in Los Angeles, like many of you here who are watching me now, if that piece of news does not concern you directly, then it is useless and detrimental to your mental and physical health. Perhaps it may be useful to you to know where not to go while the mess is going on. I agree, yet if you must know something, trust me, you will know. The only thing that occurs to me where watching the news may be a good idea is to listen to traffic reports, so you can know which streets and highways are clogged with traffic jams, so you can think of an alternative route to your destination, or simply choose to stay at home. This example or any other which may be along those lines, it all depends on your situation. The key here is discernment, as always, so be wise with what you watch, because remember that you are the average of the content you consume and the people with whom you interact with the most. The media and the news are a mixture of intranscendental lies, manipulation, mind control, and some truths. Those truths may be there because they are not important, therefore, the powers that be, the cabal, uses them so people think that everything else is also truth, or in other cases, truth may filter out unwillingly, by accident, or by someone who wishes to expose what is truly going on, some whistleblower, for example, that gets quickly discredited and debunked by the truth monopoly systems in place. So discernment is key here, as always, so you must make up your own mind about what to watch and what not to, and you must also be responsible for the decisions you make, which are based on that information. But the most important thing to take into consideration here is that the content you consume creates and shapes your thought patterns, which in turn create and manifest your reality, your life, and the world you live in. News and the media are designed to keep you in low vibrations, where you can only manifest what is convenient for them. So, you must protect your vibration and your energy to be able to manifest a beautiful life for yourself. What you watch and what you subsequently think is the base for your thoughts and for your world-creating vibration. Be responsible with your mind and go out there and create a beautiful world for yourself, and such a beautiful world of your creation will benefit and help everyone around you, who in turn will bounce back their beautiful creations onto you as well. Take care, I love you all. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing. I appreciate it a lot, much more than you think. And I hope to see you here next time. Take care. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.